This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Shannon Stevens suffered a puncture wound while using an outhouse toilet at Chilcats Lake. After hearing her scream, Miss Stevens' brother went to see what had caused the injury, only to find a bear's head in the hole of the toilet.
So does that mean the bear was kind of underground?
Correct.
At the outhouse?
Think about one of those outdoor outhouses where things just fall into a hole. Typically, they cover that in lime or whatever.
And that's where the bear was.
He's down in there doing his stuff. She sits down.
So she sat above the bear.
Wound was either caused by a bite or a swipe from the animal's claw. She was spending the weekend in a yurt with her brother Eric and his girlfriend when the incident occurred. Earlier in the evening, they cooked sausages on an open fire pit.
Oh, God.
I got out there and sat down on the toilet. Immediately, something bit my ass as I sat down. She screamed for her brother, who came out with a head torch to help her. After she pointed him to the toilet, he looked right in there, and at the level of the toilet seat was a cinnamon-colored bear face. They then ran from the outhouse into the yurt. Boy, I don't know if I'd feel that much more comfortable.
In a yurt?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Opting to stay inside until it got light. She managed to treat her wound using a first aid kit. Following morning, they noticed bear prints by the fire pit and the outhouse. The Department of Alaska Fish and Game believes it was a large black bear. She might be the only person this has ever happened to. I wouldn't be surprised over the years if other folks have had bizarre things, but during February, to sit down in an outhouse and have something like that happen, very unusual. She told the Anchorage Daily News that she will practice a look-before-you-sit policy.
And don't cook sausages over an open flame.
What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
A couple from the text here says, my most memorable bathroom experience? Mile High Club, baby! We accidentally bumped the call button at that moment.
Oh, no.
Hey, look, at that moment, then you're kind of done. So maybe there's the embarrassment of, all right, you called us, but you're done. Someone here says, this is ridiculous. I work for Schwartz Home Service, and I was using the urinal at a McDonald's. I was handling my business when the guy came in, saw my uniform, and asked for a catalog. I told him I'd get him one when I was done.
Schwartz Home Service. That's not Schwann's, is it?
Schwann's Home Services.
Okay, I was like,
Schwann's Home Services.
I've heard of Schwann's.
I was using the urinal McDonald's. I'm handling my business. Guy came in, saw my uniform, asked for a catalog. I mean, to me, that's just decorum you don't have to explain to people.
Mm.
Someone is actively taking a leak, like, hey, man, I see your uniform. Can you tell me about what you do? Like, and I'm in it.
Schwann's, man. He's a guy, though.
What is Schwann's? What do they do?
They basically have a catalog of food, and they have a truck, and you put in an order, and they deliver it to your house. But you could get, like, six filet mignon, or you could get...
Are these cooked, or are these uncooked?
Uncooked.
Okay.
Four ribeyes. You could get packages of chicken. You can get all the frozen meals they do, like chicken cordon bleu.
Okay. Yeah.
Salisbury, like a chicken fried steak.
Okay.
They just have sausages, just a bunch of unique different foods. And if you just put in the order, they show up, knock on the door, and hand you a big old box. You're good for, you know, 3-4 months.
Well, yeah, I've seen it. For Ross.
Yeah, like, I never had it growing up, but yeah, it looks awesome.
I mean, the menu, all kinds of ice cream. Some of the most ridiculous ice cream.
See, you're the guy that would start talking to them.
Well,
excited about, you would be the guy like, ooh, Schwann's.
Yeah, well, they have a refrigerated warehouse. So the truck is not full of all the things they have.
Right.
And you can't walk up there and go, give me six T-bones. You have to order it. But
sure.
Then they bring it and they deliver it all. Pack up the truck like FedEx and just bring you your food.
Okay.
He's right, though. You would ask him.
You would be that guy.
Oh, like if you, but the thing is, I believe it's all delivery to order.
No, sure. In the bathroom.
Yeah, you'd have been the guy
Oh, yeah.
So you work for Schwan's.
Because I'm never going to see him again.
Or you would tell him how much you like Schwan's. Oh, dude, you guys delivered me
their chicken,
six ribeyes, man.
They're chicken fried steak.
Does your name tag say Ross? Hey, Ross, listen, man, let me tell you about this.
Fried steak is unbelievable.
And you'd be telling Ross this as he's just I just want to pee, man.
I used to order by the box. So great.
Look, I would tell you this, and I believe this wholeheartedly. If you do not have to wear your work uniform, don't. Because you're going to be somewhere like a bathroom. If someone has an opinion or a question about where you work, then you have that awkward conversation, right?
But it could work in your favor. The same guy, like Miles is so excited that he'll bug you in the bathroom. Bad. But I'm also willing to bet Miles will be so excited he'd buy the guy a shot.
I mean, look, the guy's going to get a shot out of the deal if you can go through the discomfort of having a conversation while you're just trying to pee.
Pizza, snacks and appetizers, seafood, air fryer foods, meats, ice cream treats, full meals. Bacon, you name it. You get a prepared meatloaf and just cook it. I mean, it's not cooked, but...
But see, Miles would be the guy. Now, standing behind him, opened his phone like, oh, you guys got all this. What do you like, Ross?
Yeah, it's good stuff. What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, that's Ross. I met him in the bathroom. Ross, come here, buddy.
Is the whole family like him, Ross?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Dave, you're going to have to call back because our phone system, once again, is kind of a wanky thing.
That you just went Mickey Mouse, and that's the most ridiculous voice I've heard so far. I couldn't even sit through that one, man. And, Dave, we feel bad if that's your actual voice.
Yes.
Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Hey, so let's get to it. So a buddy of mine, Sean, and I are climbing in the North Cascades. Big climb, takes 2 days to get to the top, serious rock climb. So we're rappelling off the back, and we're standing on a ledge. I swear to God, it's like as big as your countertop. Now, this guy goes on to be my best man at the wedding. And I said, Sean, I cannot wait any longer. There's about a 1,000-foot drop to the floor. And see, he says, oh, no problem, I'll turn away. I anchor in so I don't fall said 1,000 feet. And I start putting this python on this little ledge. And I look over, and here's Sean giggling like a schoolgirl, taking as many pictures like the paparazzi. And he's sitting there. And since then, he has gone out of his way to show every girlfriend, friend, my wife, everybody, these pictures of us on this ledge.
Is your wife used to it by now? Just like, okay, Sean, yes, I've seen them before.
Correct.
Now, let me ask you etiquette, as I am not a climber, but I'm anchored in, I got to poop, but you're on this narrow ledge, all right? So would it be better for me just to drop one 1,000 feet down? Because by the time it gets down, I don't think it's in the same condition as when it left.
Somebody down there, hey!
Right, or to leave it on this tiny ledge, because if I'm hiking later and there's this tiny ledge, like, I'm not going on this tiny ledge, man, because there's a turd. Like, I feel like you're better just going over the edge.
You kind of go up to the side, and you cover it up with some rocks or dust or whatever like that. Or you can smear it, and it'll rain away. The rain will take care of that.
Okay, so that's the standard. I don't know. I would have opted to just go over the edge.
Did you do one of those things where you suspended your tent on the side of a rock wall?
We have before, but not on that one, yes.
What do you do in that scenario?
There is a long 4-inch tube. Just like a dog, you poop in a bag, you put it in a tube, and at the end of the day, you throw the tube away.
Where do you throw the tube away to?
Dumpster.
Oh, the dumpster on top of the rock face.
Cover it with rocks again.
At 8,000 feet. Yeah.
What's the highest elevation you've slept on one of those tents that's anchored into the side of a cliff?
At about 15,000 feet in Peru, but we've done El Capitan is like 3,000 feet.
Man, how long does it take to set up the tent? Just given all the limitations of what you can do and how much you can maneuver, like how long does it take to get that thing open, anchor it into the side, and then how confident are you when you climb in there to go to sleep?
Well, confidence is a learned thing, but it takes about 30, 40 minutes because, you know, you don't want to drop anything. It's kind of convoluted. Some guys got to, you know, the really fancy ones will just open up and you anchor it in. But you just anchor it in and you go for it. You got to make sure you are anchored in as well, as long as the tent, so you don't roll off the bed if you're a roller in the middle of the night.
Bob, I'm going to let you in on a secret. This is not a problem I will ever have in my life.
Same.
The only way I'm in that scenario is like truly the apocalypse has happened and there are zombies. I cannot think of any scenario where I am voluntarily doing that.
If I'm at the bottom of El Capitan, are there bags of poop everywhere?
Yes, sir. You should always wear a helmet and never look straight up with your face.
I get the feeling you're being serious. Capitan.
So like a big heater from Alex, what's his face, is going to hit you in the...
Correct.
All right.
Man, oh man. Do you have any more of these kind of crazy ass climbs planned?
Yes, sir.
And what would be your ultimate climb?
Well, it's probably back down the Yosemite on El Capitan, but there's the North Cascade is a really crown jewel of climbing here in the Northwest. So, gosh, I can't think of any off the head. But there's like the spires at Washington Pass. They're super, really good, and they're really intense as well.
How many pull-ups do you do a day?
Today I've done about 30. I've also done about 200 push-ups.
Okay. Are you doing that with your fingertips, the pull-ups?
Yes, sir.
What are you, Alex Hunold or whatever that guy's name is?
Nope.
Living in a van down by the river, just doing pull-ups.
Down by the river, no.
Okay.
No.
Do you ever go to like those rock walls and just laugh?
Sometimes, because the kids try hard. You know, sure. Like the young guys with the big muscles and the gray hair. I'm bald. You know, all I can do is laugh at them.
Okay.
I like that. All I can do is laugh.
At least if you get a bag of poop on your head, you know what I mean. It's easier to get out.
Yeah, there you go. It's not in your hair. Right.
What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-RON.
Hello, Dave. Welcome back to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Well, got another submarine poop story for you. Right after 9/11, just got back from sea, and I was stationed in Kings Bay, Georgia, which is I don't recommend visiting, went out for our first meal after coming back from sea, and there's this delightful little place, just excellent cuisine called Applebee's.
Okay, yes. All right.
I'll make a note of that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you do have to stop there, I recommend it. So, had a meal, and before we even left the parking lot, man, my guts just start bubbling. I'm like, uh-oh, this is no good. Well, we lived on base at the time, so I told my wife, we gotta go now. It's only about a 10-minute drive, but we get to the base, and like I said, it was right after 9/11, so they were inspecting every single vehicle that came on base. Like, you had to get out, open the doors, and I'm like, oh, this is no good. So I told my wife, I was like, hey, turn here. There's a gas station about a mile down the road. I run out, run into the gas station, and there's a big close sign on the bathroom. I'm like, man, please, can I use your bathroom? And he goes, no, man, I'm painting. I'm like, dude, I'm about to paint your floor. And he's like, no, man, I'm sorry. So I get back in the car. We head back towards base, and we get to the intersection. And I'm like, I can't wait. So I grab my kids' baby wipes, and I run into the woods. Well, most of the – I mean, this base was built in a swamp, so it's like marshy but not swamp. It's moist. It's hot. It's sticky. And I run into the woods, and I lean up against a tree and just unleash the fury. And the whole time, my ass is getting tore up by mosquitoes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it does not take them long to attack.
They know you're there.
No. I mean, maybe I got to poop on a few of them, but they tore me up bad. And so just the relief I felt was amazing. And I clean myself up with the baby wipes. I stand up and turn around. And there's three old people standing there with cameras.
What were they doing there?
So I just happened to have explosive diarrhea all over a national landmark.
Oh, no.
What was the national landmark?
So it was one of those little places where you see the historical marker on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pull over. Well, I ran in from the backside. And what I had just pooped all over was the first sugar mill in America.
Oh, God.
And I was just in such a hurry when I ran in. I didn't even see these people standing there. And so they've got, you know, obvious look of disgust on their face.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what to do. So I just gave them a little head nod and walked out of the woods back to the car.
I mean, what else are you going to do, man?
In those situations, you know damn well you'll never see those people again.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no.
So do you think they were there the whole time? And you just didn't notice?
Well, by the look on their face, they witnessed the whole process.
Do you remember what you got at Applebee's?
Yeah.
Oh, just the best perfectly cooked chicken fingers that South Georgia can give you.
All right.
When's the last time you've been to an Applebee's?
That was probably the last time.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've been back to Georgia?
So what, you said it was the...
I left there in like 2002, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's something like that. That's the thing about Georgia being our state. Like, Atlanta is awesome.
Right.
The rest of it is Georgia.
It's Georgia.
Well, Savannah's not bad.
Okay, you know what? Sure. You're right. Savannah, down on the beach is nice. I've known a lot of people that drive through Georgia and stuff, and they're just like, this place, it's the worst state.
It is. Georgia's Georgia.
It's hot. It's also hot.
It's hot. It's muggy. Yeah.
Right. And most of it is landlocked. I mean, Savannah is not. There's a little tiny piece of Georgia that's not. But everything else is just, he's right. It's hot. It's swampy.
Everywhere.
There's mosquitoes. It gets so humid there that a thunderstorm rolls in every night. And you'd think that would cool things down, but
makes it muggier.
It makes it hotter.
It makes the mosquitoes bigger somehow in that moment.
It's unbelievable.
And, you know, there's old people with cameras everywhere you want to poop.
You sweat, though.
Everywhere.
That's one thing. You sweat.
Everyone's always sweating.
I do remember the last time I was in that area, it was at least a 3-shirt day.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
From the time that I played golf, and then that was 2 shirts, and then dinner was another shirt, and probably, you know, put on a t-shirt at night. But I mean, it just seemed like I was going through clothes, and all of them were just sweat soaked.
And your clothes end up weighing like 5 pounds more by the end of the day. I mean, at that point, you might as well be in Kiss. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You put on shirts and a t-shirt, or shorts and a t-shirt, and by the time you're done with your day, your clothes weigh 30 pounds.
It's almost like you got a hot fan blowing on you.
But a hot, wet fan. I think Castle put it best. He said, when you step outside in places like that, it's like someone has a really hot bathrobe that's wet, and they just wrap it around your entire body, mm-hmm. and you can't take it off, and it never cools down. Ever. So here's a bad one from the text line regarding today's question. I will clean this up to the best I can. My toddler opens an apparently unlocked door to the bathroom. They open it just as my husband essentially is finishing masturbating. I jumped back, and my husband had already started the process of proving that he finished, but he could not stop it, which you can't. I mean, once you fire that gun, that bullet's gone, man. Basically, he sprayed his stuff all over the bathroom like a garden hose out of control. That's awful for everyone involved, man.
You gotta lock that door.
If you're doing that, definitely.
Well, you gotta see if you can find some time that you can get together with your wife.
Well, that's why he's trying to sneak out and do it. Man, they got a toddler, so you don't.
Right. That's, and he still just wants. Sometimes it's fun to just get one.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, no, I don't need you, man. Like, I can go handle this. I just need 3 minutes.
I mean, who's the best hitter in baseball right now? Otani.
Maybe. Probably.
Yeah. Well, he still goes to the cage by himself.
You're right. Sometimes it's just fun.
I don't think he has to worry about
time. You know what I mean?
That guy doesn't have to worry about that.
Do something. You know?
I guarantee you, he still goes to the cage.
Sure. I know that. I'm saying at home. I'm saying no way. That guy.
Man,
yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Everybody does it.
You're telling me when you're married,
you just stopped and never did it.
But he's one of the most popular people in Japan.
You don't think Ron Jeremy still gets after it?
Not currently.
He's in jail. I mean.
Well, okay.
No, fair. Bad example out of Mike. But what Mike's point is that I don't care who you are. If you're a guy, right? Like, you might not do it for a couple months in a new relationship. Like, sometimes you're just like, I just want to get this done.
It still feels good. Look, Jeff Bezos still wants to make money.
Yeah,
I need a dime. He still
wants
Jeff money.
Bezos masturbates?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah, in space.
Looking at himself.
No way.
He has.
No way. He doesn't need to. He bought those lips.
I bet money he has.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah,
it's like that old, adage. It doesn't matter how good looking she is. Somewhere's tired of her ass.
Look at Halle Berry.
What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
The question, what was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Eddie. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. So what's your most memorable bathroom experience?
There's been a couple, but the most memorable, I'm in the HVAC industry. I've been doing this for quite a while now. About 17 years ago when I was an installer, we were doing this job in a garage and also in the attic for a customer. Customer left the house and locked up the house behind her. That morning, I had a couple of chili dogs, soda for breakfast, and I think I had like a burrito for lunch. So stomach wasn't doing too well, and there was no time to go to grocery store or anything like that to do my duty. So my installer helper was working in the back of the truck at the time, and I was working in the attic. So I popped down, I grabbed a box, and I had to get her done in the attic.
How difficult was that just to pull off? Or were you just at the point where it didn't matter? You couldn't hold it?
It didn't matter at that point. I grabbed the box. I got up there. I got back as far as I can go into whatever corner and got it done.
And then what do you do with the box?
That box is probably sitting under the insulation still in that house.
Oh, God. No. Oh, wow. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Wait, the next time she gets that house insulated, like, ma'am, we found the
attics,
box.
Attics do not have the best ventilation. That's one thing we know. You can vent them.
And they're hot.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, man.
That is a bad situation. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, ex-girlfriend, she's in the shower. And looking back, I should have just gone into the bathroom and done what I had to do. But one of those, like he was saying, like, I got to go now kind of things. You're cramped up. But she's in the shower. It's the morning. And I'm like, man, just the humiliation of knowing she's right on the other side. It was glass sliders back then. And just pooping in there. And I mean, like, this was a poop that I had to go kind of thing. So I'm just like, God damn it. So the laundry room, if you left my apartment, the laundry room is just like one door over. Go in the laundry room. Nobody's in there. There's one of those metal trash cans. It has the trash liner in it. And I pooped in that. But I did not bring toilet paper. So I'm just like, oh, no. But somebody left their bounce dryer sheets. They are terrible toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because they are poor. I did not give that any thought. So basically, I just ended up wiping my ass with my fingertips. Mm-hmm. But I did take the bag out of the trash can. And the only thing in this bag was a pile of liquidy poop and, like, dryer lint. And it was a clear bag, so you couldn't not see it. And I just remember it almost made me hurl just looking at it. Tied it up, ran outside of the apartment building to the dumpsters that are, like, basically a block away. And just slung this thing in there, came back, didn't tell her.
No.
She was just like, what? I heard the door opening, closing. I was like, I was thinking about doing laundry. I decided not to.
What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome to the show. I'm glad bowel movements can get you to chime in.
Hey, this one actually wasn't a bowel movement, but I was about six or seven, and I was just a little thing. And we went to my brother's soccer game, and I had to pee really bad. So I ran over to the porta potty and hopped up there, and within seconds, it felt like something was burning and stinging really bad at the same time. So I ran out of there with my pants at my ankles, screaming bloody murder. And my skin is, I'm very, very pale. That pasty white complexion, I call it.
Sounds hot, yeah.
So it was so red that they ended up having to take me. They drove me to the fire station, and they put burn cream all over me and took me to the hospital. Someone had sprayed the toilet seat with pepper spray or bear and it burned my skin so bad. I had to use burn cream for like 3 weeks.
Oh, God.
It was bad. But I got to see the whole inside of the fire truck, and that was the coolest part about it.
But while you're looking at the inside of the fire truck, are your loins still on fire?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And where did you...
And crying, and they're giving you a little teddy bear and trying to tell you... It'll be all right. Here's a cream to cool it down. And it doesn't really cool it down too much.
How long did it take them to figure out what it was that someone sprayed on the toilet seat?
They figured because they did like a swab, I guess, and okay. It came back that they could see the pepper, like the different kind of cayenne pepper or whatever it is that they use in there.
And where was this?
And so this was in a little tiny town in Oregon called Malala.
Now, did you use a public restroom or
was it a porta potty?
Oh, it was a porta potty.
This is a porta potty, yeah.
Oh, God.
So to this day, I do not, it doesn't matter if it's porta potty, toilet, like public toilet, I will not sit down on any toilet other than the toilet in our house. I am very good at hovering.
And it's been that way since you were six or seven?
Yes.
Okay.
I would just hold it instead of having to go when we were at games, because I would not use a porta potty until just a few years ago. I have IBS, so you got to.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So you want to hover and you have IBS. That's like the perfect storm of misery.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's all kinds of stories that come to mind with the bathroom, but the most memorable definitely scarred me forever was that experience.
Yeah. Can we all make a pact as human beings right now? Don't do, and look, I'm all for a good prank. Do not do anything to make the porta potty experience worse.
No.
It's
especially
already
the kid's
awful.
Field. Like, it's a kid ball field.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's
like
somehow even worse.
Somebody
did that on purpose.
Field.
Well, obviously.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was intentional, 100%.
It may have been a bear that got tired of getting maced.
Bad.
Yeah, I'm just saying, let's not make the Porta John experience any worse.
No.
It already, so anytime you see anyone walking to a Porta John, I'm like, they have to go bad. If you think you can hold it for another hour, you will hold it for another hour. Like, if I see you in line or walking to the Porta John, everyone in that line, at least in my opinion, really, really, really has to go, because nobody wants to use those. Ever.
It depends on the cleanliness. That has a lot to do with it. You can look on the door and see the last time the unit was serviced.
Right, but if there's people before you, it does not matter.
Correct.
If you put two people like, oh, it was cleaned an hour ago. It's like, have people used it in the last hour? If the answer is yes, I don't want to go in there.
Well, I mean, look, I've been in some bad porta potty situations.
Yeah.
Just the amount of tailgates I've been to for college football. Like, there are sometimes, man, like, You're just not finished for the day. And, like, game kicks off at noon, so you're in that lot early.
Yeah.
But by 10 a.m., like, the lines are huge, everybody's peeing in there, and you got to go. I mean, the only thing I would put it on the level to was when Miles and I both didn't say anything, but we're in the biggest beer hall in the world, like one of the original beer halls.
Oh, Munich or whatever it was.
Yeah, the Hofbrauhaus, and I had to go drop a deuce.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I told you about it.
Did you guys?
Oh, yeah. I went first.
It's amazing. There's no seams on the stall doors. Like, their engineering is, like, you couldn't even look in there.
Oh, really? So it is super bright.
An ant couldn't get through that door.
But there, I mean, you could tell it was a beer hall and people had been drinking all day. And I had to clean it up pretty good. But same thing. Like, we had a very serious morning. And then we sat down. I've been waiting to go to that place. I took, like, two sips of beer. Because to me, alcohol can be kind of like coffee.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And then, yeah, I was just sitting there, and you know, like that, again, that uncomfortable, you're kind of dewy or whatever. I was just like, screw it. And then I came back and was like, let's go.
Right? What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola. Yeah.
So my story is, first off, I feel really bad about that girl with that pepper spray. That's really awful.
Who doesn't?
Well, I had that experience with somebody, and it got inside me as well. And anyways, that's a whole nother story, but it hurt very bad. Anyways, my story is, I was at a place and I was really crowded in this bathroom, and I was on my period. So I was changing my tampon, and when I pulled it out, it flew out of my hands and went down a couple stalls, and all I hear
what
is this, this lady go, what?
Oh. How did it fly out of your hands? I mean,
because I pulled it out and it just like flew. You know, I pulled it out and it just flew because I didn't get a good enough grip or something. But all I heard was that lady do that.
So she retched when it landed in her stall.
I just heard her go, oh! I don't know if she threw up or what, but you know, there's nothing you can do, and so I just wanted to get out as fast as I could after that.
Oh, my God.
She threw up. Even don't make that sound, but they're not going to throw up.
I mean, do you pull that thing out of there like you're starting a lawnmower? Oh, my God, man.
Well, no. Not like that, but it needed to come out at that time. You guys don't understand.
No, I don't.
You
know, we
don't. It had to come out, and so it was time, and it just went flying.
That is an unusual one. I don't know that I've ever heard that story before.
Mm-mm.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Did they know that it came from your stall?
I don't think so. I mean, I left there right after that because I didn't, you know, what am I going to say? Hey, can you hand that to me, please?
Take care of that.
I can wrap it up and throw it away what?
God damn.
I just like the fact you hear someone retch. What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803
right. She's right. It's just four dudes sitting in here. I don't fathom how that happened. She's like, shout out like a rocket.
God damn.
All right.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, right? It's just like, come on. What are you doing over there?
Oh, man.
Pull it in, Jay.
Jesus, God. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Greetings and salutations, gentlemen.
Hola.
So I have been waiting literally years for you to ask this specific question and for me to be available to answer it, so much so that I wrote a short story about it, and so I am very excited to share it with you.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, so it was the day before Thanksgiving, 1994. My family and I were heading down to Portland to visit some family for Thanksgiving. We decided to take the train down, the Amtrak. I was super excited since I'd never been on a train before. The whole ride down, my sister and I were giddy with the surroundings and enjoying the sights. We loved going to the main car where it had the skylights and windows, allowed for a better view. The trip went really fast, and we had a blast. As we're getting close to our destination, my dad said, hey, we need to use the bathroom before we leave because we have a long drive after. So we go to the car with the bathrooms, and there was a line. Being the gentleman I am, I allowed my sister to go in front of me in line. And as we're waiting, we kept seeing people come in and out, but we noticed one bathroom stall, people would go in and come out very quickly. So the time came for my sister to be next, and the quick stall was available. So she goes in, and within seconds, turns around, opens the door, comes back out, and she is white as a ghost. My dad and I asked what happened. She was almost speechless as she tried to form the words to describe the scene that she had just witnessed. It took her a moment to regain her composure and explain that the toilet was not going to be available for us. Confused, we asked why. She said there was a turd stuck to the toilet. That was confusing, so we asked, did you try to flush it? Was it clogged? Do you mean someone pooped on the seat? Nope, just no. She said, you'll just have to see for yourself. So my dad peeked his head in and instantly turned and started laughing. The curiosity got the best of me, so I wedged my way to the door, grabbed the handle, and started to open the door. As I opened the door, It was a standard, sterile-looking bathroom, stainless steel toilet and sink, clean, like you would see at a highway rest stop. I peer over the edge of the toilet seat to catch my first glimpse at what lie in the bowl. There before me sat the most gigantic turd I think has ever been passed from a human being. It wasn't a clogged toilet. It was simply wedged into the walls of the bowl, perfectly tapered on both sides. The girth in the middle was equivalent to that of a Nerf football. It had no toilet paper anywhere to be seen, so I know the culprit had tried to flush it. Sitting on top of the monstrosity was a single Hershey squirt perched like a crown atop of the king of all turds. It was the most intimidating thing I have ever seen, and I left that bathroom a different man.
Wow, man. Nobody even tried to use that toilet.
I was 9 pounds, 11 ounces when I was born. So believe me, your body can do some amazing things.
It can.
It was insane. I mean, it was seriously bigger than a Nerf football. I mean, you would need a knife to cut it.
Now, this is where I start walking the length of the train, just to start looking around and see if I can piece together.
Who it was?
Yeah, who's the culprit?
What would be a tell?
I would do the same thing in this office. I would have my suspicions, but I would walk around to see who was in the office.
Sure.
To kind of put together who I think maybe was responsible for that.
I'm used to most people stink at this point, so I can tell if Ted was in there, I can tell if Mike was in there, I know if it was you, I can tell if it was me, I can tell if it was VD. Few people I would not be sure, but most people don't show up, so I don't know. I will say one of the worst was, because it's just a wall that separates the men's and the women's bathroom. I'm in there peeing, and I hear someone in the women's room is laying it down, right? And clearly, they're having that kind of moment because it's just all the sound and fury. You know what I mean? Like, we've all been there, but it's just weird when you're kind of hearing someone else in a different room, and they're going through it. Well, I couldn't help myself, so I'm going to take my time washing my hands because I want to see who it is. So finally, I hear the women's door open, count to about three Mississippi, so it's not super obvious. Open the door and just saw the culprit. I had to know. And it's stupid, but I'm like, who is that? Who is this lady who is dropping this? I mean, my God, it was awful, man. And I get it. Clearly, they were having stomach issues, but I'm like, I have to know who this is. And I saw them, and now every time I see them, and it's stupid, I don't judge them, but every time I see them, like, that memory goes to my head.
What was your most memorable bathroom experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Vernice. Welcome to the men's room.
Long time listener, first time caller, kind of. Hola, Petrolas, are you sober or drunk?
We are sober.
Yeah, hola.
Oh, damn. Anyway, back in the early 80s, I'm a long time bartender. My two daughters, I raised them on my own, so they were very friendly towards other people, sometimes maybe too much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, at McDonald's one day, my youngest daughter being about 3 or 4 years old, why don't people ever help you out with how do you train your toddlers to wipe their ass after number two? Oh, whoopsie. Hope that was okay. Wipe that after number two and not get it all over. How do you teach them that?
Typically at that age, I was going into the bathroom with them.
Yeah.
Exactly my point. At McDonald's, older sister's playing on the toys, doesn't want to go with little sissy to the bathroom. I'm with a girlfriend, whatever. Go ahead, youngster. You go on down there and get your, go to the bathroom. I thought she had to just pee, right? All of a sudden, about, 5, 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes go by. Where's Brianne? Okay, just a minute. I go down the hallway, and I hear a little echoing voice as I approach the door. I need a wipe. I need a wipe. I open the door. Thank God she was the only one in there. On all fours, pooper in the air, right in the middle of the bathroom. Oh. Just like, anybody, come on in, grab toilet paper, just please help me out here.
Oh, so she's like, anyone who walks in, you're good to go.
Anybody, I need a wipe. It's all you hear being yelled out of the bathroom, all the way down the hall. Oh, my God. I mean, it was a cute little pooper, but seriously.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty common with kids.
Yeah, kids would do that. They did not. Mom, come on, my butt. My butt's itching. Like, oh my God, dude, I get it. I mean, I wish we could live without that self-consciousness the kids have. You know what I mean? Dad, I got to poop. Like, okay, now the entire restaurant needs it. And Ted, like, my favorite story from you, Ted, is the kid, his zipper was stuck in the bathroom. Like, sir, will you help me zip my pants?
No, it's like a movie, right? He's just washing my hands. I just hear him behind me. Mister. I'm like, I'm not turning around. Mister, right? He's right at that age, right? Like 5?
Yeah.
So he should be okay. And then he's like, can you help me get my zipper on? I'm like, I don't know what to do. I think about it, and I'm just like, all right. So I just lean over. Like, I mean, if you could, you got to understand, I barely touch the zipper. Zip it up, walk out of the bathroom. Not a big deal, but it's a celebrity all-star hockey game after the T-Birds had played. So the arena's not nearly as full as it was. I'm sitting there with my friends. We're having some beers, and here I see the little kid walk out. I go, oh, that was the kid. And they're like, what? Like, I had to help him get his zipper up. And then you see him talk to his parents and point right around, scan the crowd, and point at me.
That's the guy.
That's the guy.
Did
That's
you get a weird guy. Look from the parents?
You know, I think I just put my head, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, why?
Right.
Like, I fathom it a little more now, but I'm just like, why would you run out there and say that?
That man touched
me. Mister. I mean, look, in retrospect, I should have just walked out.
I would have. Return of Who Sucks Last coming up, and we've got your emails on the way from the men's room at KISW.com next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.